Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Jai? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. Yes, I know I kind of sound like shit. I don't feel good. I have a cold, and I can tell you that I have to save my voice for work, but it's okay, because I'm going to get it in for a little bit, and we're going to have fun. We're going to get it popping. Shout out to everybody that listened on Wednesday. I mean, damn, I'm bugging. On Sunday, when I had DJ Core DJ LA on the line and on the show, it was quite interesting. I had a blast. It felt good to be back on the air. I do apologize for being gone for so long, but I had a whole lot of things going on in my life that I had to get organized, and I had to get back focused because I had so much personal stuff going on and working so much that I had to get me back together. So I took a vacation, went to Miami. So those of you that was listening to the show Sunday know that went to Miami, went to the Core DJ anniversary, and I had a blast. It always feels good being back in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, where I lived at for, you know, almost 2 years. So, you know, I can never, ever get enough of that. So I had downloaded some new music Sunday, and I didn't get a chance to play all of it. And I know, y'all know I really don't play mainstream music unless I really, 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 really like the song. So, you know, every morning, excuse me, when I'm going to work, I ain't gonna say every morning, but a lot of times when I'm on my way to work, Rich Homie Quan's Walk Through plays, and I like the beat, and I just be like, yeah, I don't feel like shit when I walk through, when I go to work, because I work so much, and I work a lot of overtime, that I be on my bullshit, like, working, making more money than supervisors. Sorry, y'all, I told you I had a fucking cold, and this is No Manners Wednesday, so if I'm rude and show no manners, that's because I'm truly about that life, all right? Remember that. I told you that. You heard it here first. That's right. So, you know, walkthrough is like my shit. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. And, yes, I'm going to go ahead and hit a couple of songs early on out, then start getting into my show, catching up with the scores from the games and everything. So here we go, walkthrough, Rich Homie Quan with Problem.
Yeah. Hey, man, where my real niggas at in this motherfucker, man? You feel me? Do the real nigga walk through for me, hey! I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through. Watch me, watch me. Hey, why me walk through? Watch me, watch me. Hey, why me walk through? I done met a few bands on the road too. People don't know, now I don't talk to. Me and Problem in the big hill boss too. Sitting at the round table making boss moves. I done walk through with Gucci on my feet. Who got more money, you or me? I'ma walk through usually with my nigga Beverly. That I got a tool on me. I done slipped past security. What the fuck do you need glasses just to see? Me, when I'm coming full speed, got that V12 running. And I'ma jump the fence if I see 12 coming. Even if I were blind, I could still smell money. I can't trust no outside niggas, they could tell them. I'm the alphabet boy, cause I keep a L on me. I smoke good, throwing up my set in your food, nigga. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through. Watch me. Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? I done made a few bands on the walk through.
Yeah. Money over here, what you thought, clown? Play crazy while you high, how you knocked down? No frowns round here, bro, we all smiles. G7 just dropped, got off that.
Marsh hit the boy out when I walk through. Scarface boy, died, did part two.
How your people tell promoters that I'm coming? Park me in the front, leave the shit running. Here's a 100, what up? Live your bitch like a coin, better call it, nigga. She got a thing for his big dick baller, nigga. She bout to rock the boy Mike, tell it feedback. The realest nigga out my city. And I mean that.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done met a few bands on the walk through. Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? I done met a few bands on the walk through.
Money music.
See, walk through, that's that shit. I love that song. She's about to rock the mic till he gives her feedback. Hey, for real, though? That's what I'm talking about. Yes. That song, I don't know. I can't wait to see the video and see how well they cover up this damn seizure this boy done had. Yo, really. Like, this is, like, on some real shit. Yo, y'all got to stop doing that lean shit. it done killed so many people. It's causing y'all to have seizures and stuff like that. Why the fuck is you doing that to your body? Oh, my God, I'm so rude. Ooh, I'm so rude. First and foremost, my heart goes out to the Harden family. AJ Harden was shot and killed Monday afternoon. My heart goes out to his daughters, knowing that they're never going to see their dad again. My heart goes out to Miata and her whole family. Like, guys, like, we're not promised tomorrow. So make the best of every day that God allows you to wake up and take a breath. Every time you wake up and you can open your eyes, there's something to be thankful for, because there's always somebody falling that's not getting back up, that's not waking back up. So please make every day count. If you do something wrong today and if you're able to wake up and you're blessed to wake up tomorrow, fix it. Fix it. Every morning that you wake up and you open your eyes, doesn't matter what you're going through, God gave you an out, and that out was the gift of life. So I'm not going to start, but I just had to do that. I'm feeling like, oh, my God, I knew it was something I was supposed to do at the beginning of the show. So shout out to his family, his friends, his loved ones. It's never easy losing somebody you love. So I had to go ahead and put that out there. Oh, my God, I know. Here I am sleeping. I'm sleepy because I went out last night to a damn artist showcase that was some bullshit. And y'all know how I feel about indie artists and showcases. Please, people, when you're doing this showcase, don't be doing it for the love of money. Do it for the love of the artist and the love of the craft and the fact that you're giving the artist the information that they don't need. When you have an artist showcase, give the artist feedback. Let them know what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. Judges, that's like, if you even have judges, most of y'all motherfuckers don't even have judges. Y'all just there to take people's money. That shit is fucking wrong. Like, if a motherfucker want to perform in a group of his peers, go rock the mic at an open mic. You know what I'm saying? Then you're not getting knocked in the head to perform at a showcase where ain't shit being showcased but them taking your fucking money. I can't do that. I'm not going to keep sitting here and watching artists go through their bullshit. So next month, I'm going to go ahead and do Artist Step Your Game Up for the second year show. And I'm going to have some heavy hitters on that's in the industry that's going to give y'all knowledge. Like, I feel like as a radio host and being in an independent market for artists, that we have to give them all the key ingredients to be successful and stop taking advantage of their hunger and their thirst. You know, if somebody gives you the right information and you choose to go down the wrong path, then that's your fucking fault. But if you're not given all the key ingredients at the beginning, and people know that you're on a journey, then my thing is, fuck them. Fuck them, fuck them, fuck them, fuck them. But, you know, I'm on some other shit now. Motherfuckers done woke up the bitch in me, and I'm going to be bitching a lot. So until people get it right or until my city learns, then it's going to be something totally different. So be on the watch out for that. It's going to be Artist Step Your Game Up, and I'm going to have, like, Little Fats and from Coast to Coast call in. I'm going to have Kelby from Making It Magazine. I'm going to have some people that's in this. This is what they do. They bout that life. So, you know, just watch out. So what song am I going to play next? Wow. Damn, what do I want to play? All my songs is like, I don't even want to play that much because I told y'all I ain't going to be on this bitch all night. Okay, let's see. Okay, when I was in Miami, because, you know, when you live in certain areas, you don't hear certain music. They always saturate it with the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is my bae, featuring, well, Vado featuring Jeremiah. This is my shit.
We the best.
Most hated.
Jeremiah.
Swing my way. Let me take you somewhere that I'm dead. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on it all day.
Uh-huh. I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my
babe.
Ambitious, yep. I am vicious. Yep. If you watching arms in the party, you can't miss us. Watch us galore, ladies watch us for sure. Top of the floor, vodka bottles to pour. Rock with your boy, we can sell out the Malibu. Your swag powerful, Chanel flower shoe. God damn, who be styling you? Like I wash out with you, tell them to look at our view. I love the floor, it's a Harlem thing. If I blow trial, they rush the court, no college game. I done did keys, that's not a thing. I run these MCs like Hollis Queens. When it air thinner, you found me. Can tell you don't travel, you need a trip out the county. If I'm that nigga, then crown me. Giselle, I have a problem getting women around me.
Let me take you somewhere that I'm dead. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my
babe.
On the boardwalk, I'm feeling like Nucky Thompson especially.
Yes.
There's always a chipper daddy to test me.
Yes.
Lot of women I ran through. If I want to clip that something, I'll make his man do. Yeah. Boss talk since day one. Used to play the block with the Rock, Jay, and Dame hung.
Harlem.
When Big Gal came and Mates hung. Lottie Ye slug was too young, hoping my day come. Now I'm pulling up with the baddest. So bad that she made the moment a classic. So sad that she killing them in them classics. We call them throwaways, but baby.
In my way. Let me take you somewhere that I'm dead. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my
babe.
Tuxedos and bow ties, black tie affair, yeah, we so fly. No matter where we go by, what you wanna wear, we can go by. You a hustler, put your hands up. Ladies, I'm loving you, won't you stand up? We taking over like and what? This is take over your man.
Let me take you somewhere that I'm dead. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe. Take you somewhere that I'm dead. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my.
You my.
You my. You my babe. That is my shit. Like, woo, I'm going to have to run it back. I like that song. When I heard that in Miami, I'm like, what is that? And I seen in my car the words, the title. I was like, damn, I thought that was Jim Jones for a second. I'm like, well, okay. That's what's up. Man, I'm so sorry that I keep yawning y'all fucking ear. My bad. Like, For real. Okay. So, you know, I'm a sports fanatic. And right now, last few years I've been a Boston Celtics fan. But when they disassembled the team, I guess, to start rebuilding, I lost interest and I got, you know, migrated over to the Indiana Pacers, and I'm always going to like OKC because that's a young team. I just don't understand how the fuck they lost their game on Sunday. I know they haven't played against Vincent probably, but how they lost Sunday to the Clippers when they was up so much, that shit just baffles me. I'm like, man, this basketball shit is just too much for me. Just too much. So, anyway, there's so much shit going on. Like, I don't even know where to begin. My fucking head is just, like, it's thriving. I need to take a hot shower and, like, feel better before 6:15 comes in the morning, before I have to go to work. I'm going to be in Miami in September, well, Labor Day, for the Coast to Coast Music Conference. So anybody that's going to be out in that area, hit me up. I might go to the Fleet DJ Music Conference in July in Atlanta. I'm not sure. Shout out to Dragon. Hey! Shout out to Gorilla Zoe. Hey! Shout out to Murphy Lee. Hey! Shout out to Keywan. Hey! Shout out to Corey from Best TV. Hey, Brooklyn. Shout out to Puka Leroy. Shout out to Coach Incredible. Shout out to DJ Skino. Damn, it's just like so many people that I've met a couple weeks ago in Miami that were lasting networking relationships, and I'm really excited about that. So on that note, TY Dolla $ign featuring Wiz Khalifa, Or Nah.
I got a lot of cash.
Oh.
I don't mind spending it. Yeah. I'ma smoke this joint, then I'ma break you off. I'd be lying if I said you ain't the one. All these tattoos in my skin, they turn you on. Lot of smoking, drinking, that's the shit I'm on. Heard you not the type that you take home to mom. Is we fucking when we leave the club or not? I ain't spending cash for nothing, I wanna see you take it off. I'ma pop this bottle, you gon' give me brain or not? Heard you from the hood, you rep that thing or not? Got a lot of ass, you gon' shake that thing or not? Heard you smoke blunt, you down with paper planes or not? I feel like I'm Tony, you my boss, I'm thinking now. The whole world, I'll take
you gon'
it
run it for these hundreds, girl, and all. Show me is you really about your money, girl, and all. Don't play with a boss, girl, take it all. Take it for a real one, you gon' get it all. Is you really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for a nigga or not? Would you die for a nigga or not? Would you lie to a nigga or not? Oh no. Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for a nigga or not? Would you die for a nigga or not? Would you lie to a nigga or not? Oh no. Girl, make that ass cock beyond dollar signs. You already know my money go a long time. I could slide for it like Nelly. I'ma go as far as you let me. Girl, is you sucking me or fucking me or not? Can I bring another bitch to have a threesome? Keep saying you's a freak, you gon' prove it or not? His bitch keep looking at me, she choosing or not? You's a ride or die chick, you with the shit or not? Say you're not a side bitch, you all in or not? You gon' make the max cheesy with them grits or not? Can you do it like that on his dick or not? You gon' run it for these hundreds, girl, and all. Show me is you really about your money, girl, and all. Don't play with a boss, girl, take it all. Take it for a real one, you gon' get it all. Is you really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or nah? Oh nah, oh nah. Would you buy for nigga, nah? Would you die for nigga, nah? Would you lie to nigga, nah? Oh nah. Can you really take dick or nah? Can I bring another bitch or nah? Is you with the shits or nah? Oh nah, oh nah. Would you buy for nigga, nah? Would you die for nigga, nah? Would you lie to nigga, nah? Oh nah.
Oh my God, that song is just fucking crazy. Can you really take dick or nah? Whew. Are you about your money or nah? You shouldn't be talking to a bitch like me, because I'd be like, what the fuck you talking to? Yes, I can take dick, yes. You can bring another bitch home, yes. I'm about this paper, yes. Oh my goodness, problem is, can you handle this pussy or nah? You gonna bring another nigga home or not? Like, not in our van, but, you know, I'm just saying, y'all know how I feel about double standards. I feel like if a man can have two wives, why can't a bitch have two husbands? If I feel like a man can have a side bitch, why can't I have a side nigga? I just feel like whatever the man can do, I can do better. I believe in equal rights all across the board, but I really, really, really like that song, like, for real. Now, everybody keeps telling me I need to look at this fucking sex tape with Mimi and Nico. And honestly, I don't look at porn, and I really can't see myself looking at Mimi and Nico, because I think Nico is very, very unattractive. I think when I look at him, I think it's something from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or I look at a bad, bad rad lap that got fucked up that has, like, permanent damage, like, permanent physical damage. There's nothing attractive about him. Like, in the beginning, I used to think that his swag kind of made him okay, but then I'm like, no. So, please don't send me the links to watch the tape. I have no desire to watch Mimi with her non-fucking ass. And I heard that she missed a spot on her coochie, so she had a little fur ball there. So for all you bitches that's going to be making porn or movies or whatever, and you're going to go public with it, make sure all your personal hygiene products are together. Make sure if you're going to be bald, you're going to be bald. If you're going to have that landing strip, have the landing strip. Don't be like, oh, shit, I meant to be bald, but there's that landing strip because your razor may have, like, gotten dull at the moment. Don't do that. Please, please, please don't do that. Sorry that I didn't tweet for Love and Hip Hop on Monday. I got home late, and I didn't feel like staying up later to watch that shit all over again. I saw the gist of it, and I saw the last 20 minutes, so I was good on that. I was, like, so good on that. So this is what you guys can expect from me the upcoming month. So I move on Saturday. So after I move on Saturday, then I'll be focused on everything that I need to be focused on. And so I'll be doing my stuff for Shoe Dazzle, doing fashion reviews, because you guys know that I buy shoes from the motherfuckers every week. So I'll be taking pictures, tweeting them, mentioning them in my tweets, so they have no choice but to pay attention to a bitch like me, because they're getting a large chunk of my money over, you know, a period of time. When I order, I average about 4 to 5 pair of shoes a month from them on top of buying sneakers from, you know, my sneaker outlet. So my room is looking kind of crazy now in the midst of moving, shopping, coming back from Miami, still ordering shoes. I'm a typical female, so boom. Then ATKTs, thanks for holding me down with my No Manners T-shirts. I have some more exclusive shirts coming out for me. I have basic colors for you. You can never be better, look better than me in my shit. So I have exclusive shit, and we'll get to basic colors, and then we'll go into more different colors as the need arises. But I got y'all. Oh, sorry, I told y'all I'm sleepy and I'm sick. But I got y'all on the basic colors for the No Mana Chocolate City radio T-shirts. I'm going to start doing artist interviews. Starting June, I will start sending out requests to interview emails. So I'll go ahead and give y'all a lineup as people accept. And like I said, I do my Slow Jam Sundays. I'm going back to the Slow Jam mixes on Sunday. Wednesday will be artist interviews. But when I do my Artist Step Your Game Up show, that's either going to be like on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night. So that's going to be an off-key night. So I want to dedicate that just to artists and giving them orgasms about the music industry, the do's and the don'ts. Because like I said, out of some of the shit that I've been to, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. Even from the larger DJ coalitions, you know, some of the shit is not as organized as I thought it would be. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I just want, my main concern is that's my baby. I want artists to be well-informed and make conscious decisions on their career. So if they make it, they was pointed in the right direction, and they made good decisions, and they paid attention to advice that was given to them. If they chose to run and do what the fuck they wanted to, and if they fell flat on their face, then that's their fucking problem. I don't got to endure all that. So, boom. I'm going to come back with some blogs. Yes, I got some stories for your ass. I just been consumed with moving. I haven't had time to put them down. And yes, I'm going to write the blog about, you know, the sex and the farting and the coming at the same damn time. Yes, that blog is going to have you guys at the edge of your seats. It's going to be a good read. And yes, I do have a blog to write from Miami. Yes. So I know y'all was like, So it's going to be quite interesting. My summer is going to be very, very, very eventful. Oh, is this my good friend Jerry? Hi.
What's going on, Chuck? How you doing?
I'm okay. Fighting the cold. I fell asleep with the window open when I got home from a fucking ratchet-ass showcase this morning. I wanted to beat up the host and the person that was throwing it. I wanted to beat him up.
Oh, wow. Sounds bad.
Yeah, it was so bad that I hit 2 Chainz DJ up this morning and voiced my disgust with the unprofessionalism of the event that he was hosting and his ass disappeared on. Yeah, and that just made me want to do my showcase even more. And it was so crazy because, you know, I had a common interest that was supposed to perform there. And I feel like if an artist is going to perform and they sell hella tickets because people are coming out to support that artist, and you wait all night and the artist keeps getting pushed back because nobody wants him to perform and outshine the little clique that they have going, I think that's very unprofessional. And refund, not only did you get your money back for the fee that you paid, I felt like the people that paid to come out to see you perform should have gotten their money back.
Wow. Yeah.
And
they wouldn't
like,
let the guy perform?
Wow. Nope. then they played them at the end, was like, well, you know, it's like 30, 40 people here. You gonna come up on the stage and perform? It was like, fuck no. I ain't performing at this shit. So if you, yeah, he got the money back, and I swear, that just made me go on a tirade because I'm like, I'm not an artist. I have my own brand. I bring different things to the table. So I can say fuck you to certain people and certain organizations, certain movements and stuff like that, because at the end of the day, you don't bring shit to my table. But when I think about the artist that was wanting to perform in front of 2 Chainz DJ and people kept getting shifted because you had that old homeboy hookup and everything, I was like, what the fuck is the professionalism in this?
That's whack.
Yeah, or you're making excuses. When you fuck up, when you own it, I can respect you more. So that just made me just be like, you know what? I'm focused. The last 3 weeks, I have to say, my eyes have been open to a lot of stuff, even to the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the people around me. And I am just like, wow. Wow.
Yeah,
so
I'm shifting a lot of stuff.
I'm really shifting a lot of stuff. I've always been a loner, but it's like I don't have room for unprofessionalism, even on a friend level.
I respect that. It's definitely unprofessional to come as far at the same time.
Oh, my God. Here's a question for you. How do you handle a situation where you're speaking to someone, you know that they're lying, but you don't even have it in you to just go ahead and bust their bubble?
Oh, that's not me. I'm a bubble buster.
I didn't even have the energy. I didn't have the energy because then I would have just been like, you were so fucking useless to me. You're useless to me anyway. But any shred of decency that you could have possibly had just went out the window when you told me a bogus-ass story about a mutual artist that we know and the fact that Waka and Gucci was together at an event in Texas. And I'm like, Gucci? And I'm like, Gucci been locked up for a minute. And him and Waka don't even, that's like oil and water. And I listened to the story, and I'm just like, oh, my God. But I was driving from Florida, so I was tired because I had been on the turnpike, and I was mad as fuck because the turnpike seems like it's long as shit. And here I am listening to this bullshit, and I'm like, wow. You just know people lie, but you just give them benefit of the doubt, and all the benefits just went out the window, like how you take somebody EBT card and just fling it because you're mad at them. It's like all their benefits just gone. I'm just like, oh, shit. I was like, I love my life. It's never boring.
I can imagine it's not. All right. So what's going on with your show? You back on the air Wednesday and Sunday. You're doing your thing. You just came from the
yes.
Office, right?
Tonight is just because I committed to do the show on Sunday. I couldn't back out because I'll back out in a heartbeat. And I was like, I feel like shit, and I know I gotta contain my voice. And it gave me time to reflect on the show on Sunday, and I just feel like, you know what. I love the guests that come on my show, and then they start getting caught up in the talk and feel some type of way, and then they read your blogs, and then they send you texts and ask you a question, and you just be like, oh, really? Oh, wow. Oh, my. So you want to choke me? Really? Oh, you read that? oh, fail. I just like how the most professionalist people become unprofessional when they come on the show. That's not my intent. That's not my intent. I'm focused. I'm loving this No Manners campaign as a core DJ retreat. And I understand why certain people don't do certain things, because when I asked you a certain question, you was like, no, understand. At first, I didn't understand, but I understand. And I was branded, and when people saw me, they loved the shirt and the sneakers that matched. They loved the energy. They loved the fact that when I handed them my business card, I'm butt-ass naked, and so then I'm not completely naked. I got my Twitter logos covering my, like, sitting on my ass, so, you know, it kind of puts a shadow. It puts a shadow, so can you imagine? It's like you're talking to me and we're exchanging business cards, and you see me laying on a bed butt-ass naked, and you're like, oh, shit, is that you? Yes, No Man is Chocolate City Radio, you know, here you go. And then that night, everybody that you give your business card to is texting you like, hey, this is such and such, lock me in. And that was awesome. And it's just like listening to the conversations that we have and everything, it's like I learned a lot. I learned a lot from my conversations. I learned a lot from when I get out of pocket and you pull me to the side and you check me. It's only a few people that can check me. You and Rikers and Martha are the only, well, and Aunt, y'all are the only four people that can check me, really. And it's like when I'm out in public and being polished and having that borderline ratchet but professional ratchet, that people love you because you're just so open and you embrace shit that normal people wouldn't, it gives you the edge up. So now I'm ready for a Hype magazine event.
I'm ready
for everything that comes with it. So what's the next event? Because I got to get this on my calendar.
We don't have a specific event right now, actually.
Y'all got to make one up.
I know. I think it's supposed to be in Atlanta. Looks like July.
That's the height. Wait a minute, hold on. The 23rd of July, that is going to be right around the time that...
The Who Conference.
The Who Conference?
The conference starts on the 24th, yeah.
Oh, so you're going to be there for that?
Chat, but I got to run. I might
Well,
there.
I love you. Thank you so much for
back at
coming
you.
Through.
Thank you.
Relax. You're the boss lady. Boss lady.
What's up?
Girl, what is up? I know you're going to be like, bitch, I've been trying to get K-9 on the show forever. I'm focused. I'm back. Tell Steph to holler at me, man. No, I'm just playing. But no, I'm focused now. I'm back on track. I'm ready to start doing artist interviews, and I need to compile my request for interview email so it can be professional. I don't want him to feel like I'm doing it as a favor to you, but, you know, I want it to be a professional, whatchamacallit.
That's no problem. I mean, you're ready whenever you are.
Why you ain't come to Miami?
Cause you did, why didn't you call me to come to Miami?
I told Precious.
I am. Well, Precious didn't tell me. I ain't even lie. Precious didn't tell me. Did she go?
Because I was like, no, she didn't even hit me up. I was down there for 5 days. For the core DJ's 10-year anniversary.
Oh, man. So you rolled right through here and decided not to hit me up.
Wait, what part you live in?
Lake City.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't come through Lake City in the beginning, or did I? I came from Atlanta, and then I couldn't do the turnpike. I was like, I'm not about to do the turnpike. So I drove across 295 to 95.
So you went through Jacksonville, correct?
Hell yes. I had to stop at St. Augustine at the outlet mall.
That was only an hour away from me. I could have got with you, you know what I'm saying? I could have went to the MIA and did our thing,
yeah. Well, don't worry about it. I'm coming back in for Labor Day.
Okay.
For the Coast to Coast Music Conference.
Labor Day, okay. So
yeah, it's going to be that Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which would be August 29th, 30th, 31st, and September 1st.
Yo, count me in.
Yes. I have to be specific with the dates because when you tell people where you're going to be at and when you're going to be there, then it's specific, then they know you're serious. Because when you be like, somewhere, you know, and be like, this bitch really don't want me to come, but she trying to be courteous. No, come.
Yeah, that's what
yes.
I really want to know.
Yes, and we can have some more Chag Mommy moments, but now I'm just so fucking, bougie ratchet. So it's called No Manners. So yeah, bougie ratchet. That's it. That's my new word, bougie ratchet. That's it.
Yeah, so what else is going on?
Girl, I am trying to find a good person that I can date and settle down with.
What?
Yeah. I'm not getting any younger, you know. I hit 45 this year, and I want to, I would love to settle down and have that special someone in my life.
I'm quite sure you got. Hold on, I have to sit down for that one.
Yeah, I know. Let me, my throat, I'm coughing. It sounds like I'm lying. Hold on, it's dry.
Well, that's what's up, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. I mean, you said you got to hit 45, so, hey. That's what's up.
Oh, now, don't get it twisted. Pussy's still tight as fuck. It still works. I'm not using it right now. I'm saving it. Don't get that. Everybody that's listening, don't think, oh, she getting old and shit. Oh, no. Everything works. The plumbing is good. If you want to lay pipes, I'm a pipe holder. Like, no, don't get it fucked up. Don't get it twisted. Nah. I mean, you know, I had to make that understood real quick.
So the plumbing still ain't right, right? So, hey.
Yes. So, but I just was like, you know what? It would be nice to, like, date and, you know, have someone to talk to that significant other situation.
I'm quite sure you have someone in mind, right?
Yeah, but he don't live here. I mean, we've been friends for years, and, I don't know. It's like, you know how you have people that's in mind, and then you just be like, that anticipation is so nice. The flirty, the cat and mouse game, and then he'd be like, okay, what happens if I get this and it ain't good? I'll throw away a friendship over some bad dick. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, we've been friends for 2 years, and then I get to dick. What the fuck was I your friend for?
And it's so little like, this morning. What the hell?
Yeah, I can't go back. We can't go back to being friends. Because every time I think about being friends, I will be like, that's 2 years this nigga here, bad dick away from me. Like, wow. That's why I tell bitches fuck on the first night. Then y'all got to go through all that. But since he lives somewhere else, Teacher Mason, I don't really think it's going to be bad because I just look at him. He just got that look in his eye like, bitch, I will break you in half. Yes, that's the look I need. That's what I need in my life. Folks are like, I will break you in half. I will break you down. But, you know, I'm like, yeah. So I think this would be worth it. You know what I'm saying? I've even, like, not even had the little side dishes. Because I want to make sure ain't shit tainted. Now, I mean, I had a side dish in Miami, but all I'm saying is, like, not too many often side dishes.
So what was up, the side dish in Miami? Was worth it? Or?
Was the side dish in Miami worth it?
Why does it take you so long to answer?
Yeah.
Why does it take you so long to answer? You had to think
because,
about it.
Yes. Yeah.
See, that's what's up, then. Yeah. I love how open this is.
But see, this is my problem. Once you smash once, I can't smash again.
The master's right behind. I'm confused.
Oh, this is tiny. Wow. That's why I'm single. Like, once I hit a person once, I don't want to hit them anymore.
I don't understand.
The end won't be gone.
You got to explain that one.
Okay, you know how, like, you can have a person that you like, right? And then it's like, you cool. Everything is cool. But it's like, everything has a moment.
Right.
And for me, I don't have too many moments. Because the first moment can be an awesome moment. It can be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
The chemistry is good for that moment. But then if you go back to have a second moment at a later time and date, it's not good like the first moment. And then it fucks up everything.
Just pain. I just need more words.
Okay, I follow you now.
And that's where I'm at. That's why I just feel like I'm such a fucked up individual. Because when I smash a homie once, I can't smash the homie again because it's like, why are you doing this? This is a waste of your time, or it's not going to feel the same, or I'm going to be really irritated, and I'm going to just throw away the friendship. So I'm a female dog, huh?
I know, right?
But men do it all the time.
No, you kind of my little brother, like, for real.
I mean, okay, how many of your homeboys you got? And they be like, yo, that bitch, like, I ain't met no bitch with no comeback. You know what I'm saying? I like...
No man at all.
The one time I did go back, like, the first time, it was perfect. It was awesome. Yes. The second time, I'm like, yo, like, nigga, I'm going back home, you whack. And I drove an hour back home. My husband's been spending the weekend. Yo, like, I kept telling him, let's not do this a second time. Let's not go there. But, you know, niggas get so caught up in their big game that they feel like they the nigga. And I be trying to tell them. Like, no, they're like, girl, I got it once, I can get it again. I'm like, no, really, you can't. Like, you winning, you ahead. That second time, I'm going to take you back. And they don't believe me. So he got upset, and he was just like, well, he waits, I get all the way home, right? And he hit me with some shit like, after you left, I had me a young thing, and she had me turned on. Bitch, bye.
No.
It took you hours to tell me that after I told you that I would never go there with you again because you was black as fuck. Like, nigga, do you not know who you fucking with? Like, what the hell?
Yo, he tried you. Like, for real.
Yes. he shot me. But that didn't faze me because I'm laughing. Because that's all you could come back with after I told you that you was laughing. It wasn't good. Because every time I have to look there and roll my eyes in the back of my head, you're done.
So listen, so you cut your trip short?
Fuck yes. I got there that day, and you was just like all roomy and shit. I have been telling you for months. Like, I was bored. I had just got my car back out of the shop, and I needed to just, you know, chill.
Yeah.
Nah, I couldn't get no fucking rest. Tell me the fucked up part. When you gotta get coochie and you give it to a brother that ain't used to having good coochie, he will lose his mind.
They will go crazy, huh?
Yes. I'm gonna ask you a question, then I have a person that's wanting to say something. Have you ever had a nigger fart and come at the same time?
No. Hell no. That would just fuck me up. I know you didn't just fart, right? That just kill everything. I get your ass up.
The number ended in ended in 1168.
Yo, Chalk, what about you?
Cece?
Okay, what about you?
Yes, that's where that question came from.
Well, what did you do?
I couldn't do that. I was disgusted, and I was shocked that that actually happened. Like, I didn't know how else to deal with something like that. Huh?
Did you smell that shit?
I was in a state of shock that I don't even know if it had a smell to it or not, because he was like, he nutted, he farted, and he said, damn, and I'm like, is it damn because of this? Damn because of that? I just felt violated. Caller, the last four ended in 1168. You live on the air. Well, I guess they don't got nothing to say, so back to mute they go. I felt like, what the hell just happened? Like, really? Like, get out. When you done been through a whole lot of shit in your life.
What'd you say?
When you have been through a whole lot of shit in your life from fucking a lot of niggas, like, yes, being an ex-hoe, and, you know, you've experienced life on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? You know, fuck some of the craziest places, you know, fuck a few married men, you know, like, all kinds of things, you know what I'm saying? I've never fucked a friend's daddy, though. That's one thing I haven't done. But it's like, when something like that happens, it's like no words can begin to describe how you feel. Because it's like, do I discuss this? Like, do I just be like, nigga, did you just do that? Or do I just act like it didn't happen? Or do I sacrifice? It's like, the only thing that I know is I'm laying on my back and I'm just looking up like, wait a minute. I'm looking at him with his eyes like, like, I'm waiting for Chalk, I'm sorry, or I don't know what happened, or it's one of those things that's just unspoken. We just don't say nothing. We act like nothing happened. We do the cuddling thing, but I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to get out of this bitch so I can call my girl and tell them this. Like, oh, wow. That's why I can't wait to write the blog about it, because that shit is going to be like, up until that point, everybody's going to be like, yes. And then they're like, what the fuck? That's one of those shake your head back to like, wait a minute. Did I just read what the fuck this bitch just wrote? Now, that's having no manners in the rawest form. Yeah.
No manners, huh?
And I'm just like, so like if that shit was to ever happen again, I would really have to address the nigga. Be like, yo, are you serious? And just be like, was my pussy that good that it made you fart? I mean,
that was really disgusting. That would like to turn me off. Like, what the hell? I know you didn't just fart.
But then the fucked up part about it is, it's like you sit there, right? And then it's like when you ask other men, they be like, what? Fuck nah. Fuck out of here. See, that's what I don't know. But with the type of personality the person has, I doubt it. They were very arrogant. But, I mean, sometimes you just got to be cocky to play some fucked up shit off. Me personally, had that been me, and I'm riding a dude, right? And I come in for it. Just don't get up, grab my shit, and just walk out the door. I'm not gonna call you. I'm just gonna crawl up under my rock and pray that he forgets this, and pray that he don't got no radio show where he can talk about me. I don't know what he's like.
You're like, damn, did you won't believe what Chalk did?
Yeah.
He's fucking
farting. Like, I don't even play them games. Like, I don't play them games. I don't want to shape form of passion. I don't even want to feel that comfortable around you to let something like that happen. I will end a relationship or a situation over some shit like that. Like, you know how niggas think it's cute to, like, and then hide your, and like put the covers over your head and shit? No, I don't play them games.
No. That will piss me off.
I don't even want to hear you say you got gas on the phone talking to me. I don't want to hear none of that shit. So when that happened, I'm like, yo, I don't know what to do because, like, we've never, ever addressed that.
Yo, did you, like, stop and, like, look like, what the fuck?
I mean, we were stopped because he was at his climax. I mean, after that, I had no desire to be in mine. That's one of the moments I wish I could have had a selfie. I wish I could have took a selfie of my facial expression right then. Because that would have been priceless, like MasterCard. Like, And it's so funny because I should talk about this every fucking show because it's different people that listen, different people that tune in that have never heard nothing like that before. And I will be the bitch that it happens to.
Yeah, that just blows me.
Why can't that just happen to other people? Why I gotta be the odd one out of the bunch? Why I gotta be the odd bitch? Then when I ask my kids that, because they have no coof about them, my son's like, hell nah. He'll be like, well, he's like, what did he say one time? My oldest was like, yeah, I was fucking this bitch and I farted, but he's like, I hit the headboard so she couldn't hear. I'm like, okay, you knew what you were doing was wrong and you tried to cover it up. But I cannot tell my kids no shit like that because they just be like, what? I can't tell them nothing like that. So it's just like, you know, I can share this with my girlfriends because that's what girlfriends do. We share good times, bad times, and odd times. But I'm just an odd bitch out right now because it has never, ever happened to anybody that I know ever in their life.
Yeah, you're out of fuck right now because that's never happened to me.
And people just be like, I can't even imagine that happened. Well, damn it, it did. It happened to me. It happened to me in August of last year.
It'll take months. Get home.
It was the last Saturday of the month. It was the last Saturday. Matter of fact, I can tell you the exact motherfucker. Like, it was the last Saturday of the month in August.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm about 30 seconds in a running into, like, no service right now. So I'm on my way home, but I want the phone to cut off on you.
You have more than enough to think about.
Hello? Talk.
Yes. Hello?
Talk, my service is about to go out.
Okay. You have more than enough to think about. Her service went out, but I gave her more than enough to think about. I gave myself enough to think about. Oh, my God. My stomach hurts. I swear my stomach hurts. So, hey, Cece, is that you? Oh, my God, my stomach hurt, and I'm still sick. Oh, I'm still sick. And I'm sitting up here having these ratchet-ass conversations doing my radio show. You see, this is what I do for y'all. This is what I do for my team. This is what I do for my fans. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be on the whole 2 hours. I'm going to let y'all know that shit right now. Y'all done got y'all good-ass wav. This is definitely a No Man is Wednesday show. So, like I told y'all, that I like that song by Votto and Jeremiah. I had to play that shit back again. I love that song. Like, that is my shit. But let me go ahead and do Chris Brown, Show Me First, and then I'll do My Bae Again by Jeremiah.
I'ma make you feel alright. I'ma give you what you need. Yeah. Everything just right. B said, put it to the left, don't listen to the hype, though. Got a cup in your hand, baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. Tell you a freak gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a dough at. Dough on the flow like a dough mat. Baby, you know where to throw that. Look like you, my bad if my ex try to fight you. Roll up soon as I roll in. Security better get with the program. Too deep, ain't nowhere to stand. So high, ain't nowhere to land. You remind me of something missing, missus. You got my full attention, listen. Let go of the tension. If I get a minute, I'll put your bad ass in detention. Put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright. I'ma give you what you need, yeah.
Oh, my God. Damn, Chris Brown. I feel so bad for you, my nigga. You know what it's like to be locked up. And, like, I don't even know what your fate is going to be like when all this shit is over with. But I hope it makes you a humbler person, a better person, because either one or two things happens when you're locked up. You either come home and you change your ways, or you be wilding out worse than you was before. For me, when I just was locked up in the county and bonded out, I came home wilder than ever. But after I started doing prison sentences, I changed my life because I can't do time no more. Like, it comes a point in time where you stop doing dumb shit. And for me, I was hustling to make sure my kids had what they needed and what they wanted. But you're just wilding out doing dumb shit. You still got your life ahead of you. So it's like, I feel like you're being chastised to keep you on the right path so you don't keep going down the wrong path where you end up in a situation where you're not able to come home. I got a letter from a friend today that has been locked up for 2 years. And he took his case to trial, and I was expecting him to tell me something good. I had been looking him up in the county and everything. I wasn't prepared for the letter that I got today stating that he got life without parole. Like, I've been feeling some type of way all day. Ladies, that nigga fine. I was just like, fuck, like, damn, life without parole? Like, what happens? Are you going to, like, I don't know. He's fine enough for the CEO going to give him some pussy. But I'm just like, oh, my God, like, wow, life without parole. I can't even count the number of years that's life. And without parole in the count in the state, like, oh, my gosh. Like, so, young kids, if you wilding out, straighten the fuck up. Getting double digits or life without parole, or even, like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You want to live to see your kids grow up and see their kids. Do right. Live right so you can do right. And that's how I look at it. So I got to go back and play my bae again. If y'all don't like it because I played before, like Charles Barkley said, y'all ain't got to listen. Y'all can turn y'all radios off. Y'all can turn the internet off. Y'all can click the browser off. But damn it, it's my show, and we're going to do what the fuck I want to do. And we're going to listen to my bae, Fido, featuring Jeremiah for the second time. Thank you. No manners. No manners Wednesday. That don't
we
have manners.
7 days
a week.
Jeremiah.
Swing my way. Let me take you somewhere that I'm headed. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle. You know I be on it all day.
Uh-huh. I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my
babe.
Ambitious. Yep. I am vicious. Yep. You watching arms in the party, you can't miss us. Watch us galore, ladies watch us for sure. Top of the floor, vodka bottles to pour. Rock with your boy, we can sell out the Malibu. Your swag powerful, Chanel flower shoe. Goddamn, who be styling you? Like I wash out with you, tell them to look at our view. I love the floor, it's a Harlem thing. If I blow trial, they rush the court, no college game. I done did keys, that's not a thing. I run these MCs like Hollis Queens. Where the air thinner you found me. Could tell you don't travel, you need a trip out the county. If I'm that nigga, then crown me. Giselle, I have a problem getting women around me.
Let me take you somewhere that I'm headed. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my babe. On the boardwalk, I'm feeling like Nucky Thompson especially.
Yes.
There's always a chip of daddy to test me.
Yes.
Lot of women I ran through. If I want to clip that something, I'll make his man do. Yeah. Boss talk since day one. Used to play the block with the Rock, Jay, and Dame hung.
Harlem.
What big game?
too young, hoping my day come. Now I'm pulling up with the baddest. So bad that she made the moment a classic. So sad that she killing them in them classics. We call them throwaways, but baby,
my way. Let me take you somewhere that I'm heading, maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I'll be on that all day.
I'm on the block serving A to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my
babe.
Tuxedos and bow ties, black tie affair, yeah, we so fly. No matter where we go by, what you wonder where we can go by? You a hustler, put your hands up. Ladies, I'm loving you, won't you stand up? We taking over like and what? This is take over your man
up. Let me take you somewhere that I'm heading, maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on that all day.
I'm on the block serving A to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my
babe. Let me take you somewhere that I'm heading, maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on that all day.
I'm on the block serving A to make it straight. You my
babe.
I like that song. I'm on my New York shit. Yes, I'm on my New York shit. Yes, I'm on New York shit. I see Mo retarded ass done popped up. Okay, Mo, I'm going to do your dirty work for you because I know I ain't talking to you in a minute. So shout out to Papoose for being on 106 and Park. I ain't seen Big Gov on there. Hell, I haven't talked to Big Gov. I guess he's having a baby episode. So. Oh, see, I did it for you. I had no manners for you because you're just a rude-ass person. So I did it for you. Shout out to Mo. Hey, Mo, how you doing? How you doing? But, yes, like I told y'all, this show going to be, like, a early show because I feel like shit. I don't know. Maybe I need so. Oh, excuse, I'm taking cold medicine, but that shit really ain't working for me properly. I don't know why. I want to wash my hair, but I can't because I don't want to make shit worse. So I'm just here. I'm just here. I'm just here. I'm just here. So anyway, I'll give y'all a few more moments of my time, and then it's time for me to go. I'll be back on Sunday, Slow Jam Sundays. Like I said, I'm going back to my format that works for me. Wednesday, in artist interview, shit talking Wednesdays. You know what I mean? No man is Wednesdays. Like I said, the shirts are coming. I we're working on getting the screen prints and everything like that. So don't worry, I got y'all. I'll be having giveaways and everything like that. I'm sorry that I've been out of the loop for so long. This is the first Wednesday show I've did in fucking eons. Wow, it feels weird. It feels very weird, but, you know, I'm back now. So I promise not to disappear for that longer period of time. And I do apologize to be, you know, shortchanging y'all, but like I said, I went to bed last night with my window open, and when I woke up, I had a bad head cold, so I do apologize for that. It was not my intent to make myself sick because I have to go to work in the morning. So, oh, shit. Sorry for keep yawning in your damn ear. This is horrible for me to be sick, and then I have to go to work, and oh, my life is just, I need to call somebody to just give me tender loving care and nurse me back to health. But being single, I don't get that. I have to take care of myself. So on that note, I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. This was No Manners Wednesday. Hey, y'all saw that I really had no manners tonight. I never have manners. It's just the way of life for me. I will talk to you guys on Sunday. For those of you that are listening, I need drops from everybody so I can play them on my radio show and stuff like that and put them into a Chocolate City radio radio promo ad for YouTube. So hit me up, ChocMommy03. Or Chocolate City, ChocLate underscore CITY. Or Twitter, shit, for more details, hit me up at 646-504-5537, and we'll be Gucci. Love you guys. Good night.